Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Muna, M-U-N-A, Haddad, H-A-D-A-D. Her address is 1453 Saratoga Drive, Chico, California, 95973. 530-433-3753, ID XXXXX0330. Driver's license should be DL F8231854. Insurance is Medicare / Humana. Her pharmacy is CVS on East Avenue, new paragraph. A clinical indication. She presents with a history of possible focal stroke, right paresis, and ataxia. New paragraph. Current medications is the heading. Simvastatin 10 milligrams per day. Triglycerides. Vitamin D, 350,000 units per day. Potassium chloride, extended release, 10 mil equivalents. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams per day. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams per day. Loratadine, 10 milligrams per day. Sumatriptan, 100 milligrams. One dose PRN migraine. Super B complex, one per day. Clopidogrel. Parenthesis Plavix, 7.5 milligrams, one per day. Calcium, 600 milligrams per day. Magnesium citrate supplement, 325 milligrams daily. New paragraph. I'll leave a space for the referring physician. New paragraph. Past medical history, arthritis, bronchitis, migraine. Medical adverse reactions, dashed unreported. Systematic review of systems. General, she reports depression, headaches, loss of sleep, and numbness. EENT, she wears eyeglasses, has a history of recurrent chronic daily cephalgia and sinus disease. Endocrine, she has become colder than before. Gastrointestinal, poor appetite, bloating, constipation. Cardiovascular, difficulty walking two blocks. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal. She has difficulty with prolonged ambulation. She experiences pain in her calves and buttocks, claudication that is relieved by rest. She experiences a sense of weakness in her muscles and joints. New paragraph, mental health. She feels depressed. She has problems with her appetite and eating. She has trouble sleeping. Neck, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric. No symptoms reported. Personal safety, no symptoms reported. She denies exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, respiratory, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, no symptoms reported. Skin, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological. Stands 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighs 120 pounds. She currently reports no menstrual irregularity. There's no history of breast tenderness, lumps, or discharge. She's not pregnant and not performing breastfeeding. New paragraph, she's had 3 successful pregnancies, with one son born in 1980. 2 daughters born in 1975 and 1978 without complication. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on June 7, 1957. She's 67 years old. New paragraph, her father died at age 80 from old age symptoms. Her mother died at age 82 with old age symptoms. She has 3 siblings, 1 brother, 2 sisters. One brother died at age 52 from a heart attack, one sister age 72 from cancer, and one at 82 with cancer and asthma. New paragraph. Her husband is age 79 and healthy. Her 3 daughters, well, I'm sorry, one daughter died at age 3. Her son is healthy. New paragraph. She reports a family history of arthritis, asthma in a half-brother, cancer in half-sisters. There's no family history of bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education unreported. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is married. She never drinks alcohol. She can smoke as much as 10 cigarettes a day. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. Serious illnesses and injuries, none reported. Recent hospitalizations. Tonsillectomy in the past, cholecystectomy in 2013, hysterectomy 2002, no adverse outcomes. She's not been hospitalized or under medical care for prolonged periods of time. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems not completed. New paragraph. Clinical findings. Muna Haddad was examined today, accompanied by her daughter, providing additional information and translation into Syrian. New paragraph. She generally feels tired, but otherwise doesn't complain of illness. New paragraph. She gives a history of having suffered a apparent stroke when recently overseas. Neurological medical evaluation and imaging was completed. New paragraph. She was identified to have stroke risk factors. placed on medication for treatment, and anticoagulant medicine, Plavix, for stroke prevention. New paragraph, we have no laboratory or imaging results for review today. Subparagraph, her daughter will obtain those images and information, providing it to us for her follow-up. New paragraph, clinical examination today demonstrates what would be a fine motor impairment asymmetrically associated with increased muscle tension in the right upper and lower extremity, however, with no serious tremor, but the development of a right extremity dyspraxia without changes to suggest an underlying movement disorder. New paragraph, she ambulates generally well without difficulty, but slight ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Presentation with history of stroke, stroke risk factors, and partial paresis with slow improvement over a period of time, previous medical and neurological workup and therapy. New paragraph recommendations. We are scheduling her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study. New paragraph, I'm obtaining simple laboratory testing for stroke risk factors. New paragraph, I will see her for medical reevaluation with those results and an additional report with further recommendations, signed respectfully with my professional signature.